Well, in the wake of the Dobbs decision, scores of patients have been seeking salpingectomies, commonly known as getting one's tubes tied, but not all doctors will agree to perform one, especially when the patient is young and or childless. And as abortion becomes extremely restricted in parts of the country, are there ethical implications to not allowing for sterilization? To discuss, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by Hank Greeley, law professor and director of the Center for Law and Biosciences at Stanford. Thank you so much for joining us. So does the ethical argument changing getting your tubes tied, does the ethical argument change about getting your tubes tied when we talk about abortion access being restricted in some parts of the country?
I think it does to some extent, but I think it's important to realize the sterilization ethics question really cuts both ways. California, I didn't mean the cuts as a pun, California has very restrictive sterilization laws in that you've got to go through a really special informed consent process, because historically the problem with sterilizations is they were being done involuntarily on women and men with vasectomies who didn't want them. So you want to be careful that you're not letting doctors do it involuntarily. You want to make sure it's voluntary. I think some doctors have concerns, particularly with younger women, that they're going to do something that can't be undone too early. Having said that, in general, it is an adult, competent patient's body, and she, or in the case of a vasectomy, he should be able to do what he wants with it. It's a safe and well-understood procedure. If a doctor, in good conscience, doesn't want to do it, that's generally okay ethically, as long as she or he will refer the patient to somebody else who can and will. Similarly, many Catholic hospitals won't do these. If they refer to somebody who will, that's okay, except in an emergency situation. But it's rare that sterilization is going to be an emergency.
Is it law that that the doctors who refuse to do it for ethical purposes doesn't give you somebody else to go to?
So as a general matter, doctors are required by their duties to their patients through common law as well as in many states through statutes not to abandon those patients. You've got to stick with the patient and give the patient what the patient wants or needs within medical limits. But if you can't, if you won't, or you can't for some reason, you have an obligation to try to find another doctor who will do what's necessary. Otherwise, you risk being sued for what's called patient abandonment.
And have there been a lot more people, because of these abortion restrictions, seeking access, do you know?
So I haven't seen any good numbers about it, but anecdotally, you certainly see more reports of it, and you hear people talking about it happening more often. I think it probably is happening more often. There are a couple of things to keep in mind, though, that, again, move in different directions. There are long-term contraceptive alternatives that didn't necessarily exist very well several years ago. On the other hand, if you do get a salpingectomy, it's not the end of your potential childbearing, because with IVF, you could still have children even though your tubes are tied. It's certainly more expensive and more difficult.
All right, Hank, thank you so much for your time. Hank Greeley, law professor and director of the Center for Law and Biosciences at Stanford.